Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Acclaimed Global Speaker Series SoulSpeak. I'm your host, Sheldon Pisnat, and in this session, I'm really excited because we're going to be talking to Karen Curry Parker about human design, the science of discovering who you really are. Karen Curry Parker is a number one best-selling author, human design specialist, trainer, professional speaker, nonprofit founder, and creator of the Human Design for Everyone training system and the Healing by Human Design system. She has been a high-performance life and business coach for more than 20 years and has coached over 7,000 people. Karen's work has been featured on Fox News, Bloomberg Businessweek, CBS, ABC, and multiple radio shows and virtual media globally. Karen, welcome. I'm really interested and excited to connect with you at a deeper level with our audience and find out all about human design.
Me too. I can't wait to share, and I can't wait to hear where our conversation goes.
Well, let's start right away with kind of the obvious question. What is human design?
Human design, let me just say this, because I would say that in the past I would have said to you, human design is a synthesis of Eastern and Western astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Hindu chakra system, Kabbalah, and quantum physics. And when you roll all those things together and you blend it in with a computer program, you can take birthday, birth time, and birthplace, plug it in, and the system spits out a chart. And the chart is a map. And that map is, in essence, a map of who you are. It shows you how you process energy, your life purpose, what your strengths are, what you're here to do. It shows you where you take energy in from the world around you, how you experience the world. But, and this is my but, this is a very unique system. It's an evolving, breathing, living system. So it's not like a body of knowledge that's static, that doesn't change. And I'm saying this differently than I've ever said this before on any interview that I've ever done before, because I've been doing this for 18 years now. And in the course of doing this, I've run over 62,000 charts. We've done, as you said, if I really actually sit down to the math, I've done more than 7,000 readings. I teach, 20-plus hours a week of human design classes. I have been doing that, like I said, for 18 years. The knowledge itself is a growing, breathing, living body of knowledge, and it changes. And the thing that I really want to throw out today is that this system is actually not just a map of individuals and how they experience and express the essence of who they are in this lifetime. It's also a blueprint and a map or a template for what's going on the world right now. And it shows us very intimately and in a very powerful way the mechanics of what I think any of us who have been in the personal growth industry or the spiritual community, we talk about the shift, right? It literally speaks to what's actually happening to humans while we shift. And so it gives us a personal map. It gives us a personal map that helps us understand the way in which we interface with quantum possibilities. But it also gives us a map that shows us the path of our collective evolution and how we are beginning to emerge into a new world where we are no longer just simply human beings. We are what I call quantum humans, where we are learning to come together, tap into quantum possibilities, and ultimately create a world of sustainable resources and sustainable peace in a way that we've never been able to do before on this planet.
Well, wow. I guess that's not too huge of a... Well, let's just solve everything while we're here. World peace, world hunger, it's all great. I love it. I'm very inspired. And how interesting that you're talking about it in a way that you've never talked about before in any other interview.
It's because it speaks to you. Once you learn it, I mean, and I really think that there's so much to talk about, and I wish we had days, but I'll try to keep it in a nutshell. This is a channeled system. It was received by a man named Ra Uruhu in 1987 during the supernova. 1987A was the name of the supernova. And over the course of 8 days, he received and channeled this entire system. And it was a system that was really embedded in his physical form. It took him almost 16 years of teaching to get all of the information that he was downloaded out into the world. And even after he gave it all to the world and taught it, it kept changing and evolving. And one of the things that's really significant to note is when he was receiving the information, he was given the information about how he should draw the chart. And if you see the chart, and hopefully everybody will get a chance to see their chart, we'll talk about that, I know, a little bit later. But when you see your chart, you'll see it's a very unusual looking thing. It's a triangle. It's got all kinds of geometric shapes in it and lines in it. He spent a good chunk of that time channeling, being told over and over again how to draw the chart. And he was kind of told, no, that's not right. And he had to throw it away. Nope, that's not right. And then he had to throw it away again until he got it right. And I really do believe that embedded in this very unique and beautiful diagram is sacred geometric patterns that wake us up to a connection to the information we need to evolve on this planet. And so even though we can look at it, and certainly you can look at it from an incredibly mundane level, I mean, I have students who are taking this into corporate and using it as, you know, a personality assessment tool like Myers-Briggs, and you can use it that way. But once you see your chart, there's something that enters into your consciousness. It's almost like it whispers to you and it reminds you, hey, this is really why you're here and this is really what's going on. And so, yes, we're playing that we're these normal people living in America or wherever, but the truth is we're actually on a quantum mission. We're actually here as evolutionary revolutionaries to wake the world up. And now that you have this information in you, you get to do your job too. And so it's got this really sweet, woo-woo, esoteric quality to it that we don't talk about a lot, but it's there. And once you get it gets in you, it talks to you and it talks through you, and it continues, I think, to wake you up, even if you go, ah, that's just a chart, and you throw it away. I have so many people who come back years later going, you know that chart you ran for me? I don't know. I keep dreaming about it, and I think I need to revisit it. So it's an interesting thing, and it's definitely otherworldly. I think it's the galactic map of evolution on the planet.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine right now because Karen has done my chart in advance of this interview. And I looked at it, I think, for the first time a couple days ago, and I've never seen anything like that. I've had my chart done astrologically, and this is very unique. And
it is. But, you know, it gives you so much information. I mean, let's talk about your chart for just a minute. You know, I would say when I look at your chart, if I was going to look at your chart strictly as, you know, read it kind of like you would read an astrology chart and say, okay, here's Sheldon's chart. Sheldon is a 5-2 projector. When I look at your chart, I see Sheldon's role in life, your role in life, is to manage and guide and direct others. To most importantly, the primary driver in your chart is to help people tell the story of who they perceive themselves to be and to teach the world how to redefine those stories so that people can begin to live a story that is more true to the heart of who they are. That's your life purpose in a nutshell. And you share from your own experience, your own studies, your own wisdom, your own innovation, and your own capacity to help people transform their lives and connect back with the truth of who they really are. That's the mundane analysis of your chart.
That's the mundane? Okay. Well, I can't wait to see what's coming next.
And you're doing that. I mean, you do this with the work that you do. You do this with your writing. You know, this is what you've been doing probably for a while now, right? And you're actually entering the maturing point in your chart. So your mission is actually deepening. Yeah, definitely. Your mission is deepening, your connection to source is deepening, and your capacity to bring innovation to the world in a brand new way is deepening. You're here to manage and guide others, and you're here to be recognized by the people who get the value of what you bring forth and to be invited into relationships where you get to share the wisdom of what you know. The tricky part with your chart, and so many of us have this, is that you have to learn to trust the flow, because it's in that trusting that you get placed in the right place. Now, as I said in the beginning, you're a projector type. In human design, there are 5 types. Each type has a unique role in the mundane world. As I said, yours is, you're here to manage and guide and direct others. But projector types also have what I call a quantum role. And your quantum role, on a much deeper soul-based level, you are here to hold energetically or to anchor energetically the template, the blueprint, the energy blueprint of what we're building in this world, the new world, so to speak, if you want to call it that. I hate calling it that because I don't think that's really the right phrase, but you're here to hold the energy that's necessary, the grid that's necessary for us to do the work that we need to do, clear the old patterns that are keeping us locked in mindsets that are not abundant, that are not filled with faith, that are disconnected from source. You're here to hold that template in place while we finish up the work that we have to do so that we can bring that template into manifested form. And so as a projector, one of the challenges, and each type has its own challenge and each type has its own unique energy. As a projector, one of your challenges is sustaining your energy because you are, first of all, doing so much work that you might not even be aware of. Projectors, and they're about 20% of the population are projectors. And I find that there's an uneven number of projectors in what I would call the light worker field. So a lot of healers, massage therapists, teachers, intuitives, coaches, you know, people who have a drive to support other people and help other people, they are oftentimes projectors. Projectors oftentimes struggle with energy because they're exhausted and they're tired and they can't figure out, why am I always so tired? Why am I always struggling with energy? Well, the first thing is probably every time your head hits the pillow, you're going back to your soul place and you're holding down this template, this energy grid that is cleaning and scrubbing and, you know, synchronizing and harmonizing the energy on the planet so we don't blow ourselves up. That's the first thing. And then secondly, in your day job, you're out in the world, even when you're going to the store to buy toilet paper, you are on an energetic level reconnecting and realigning people back to the truth of their nature, the truth of love, the truth of abundance, the truth of prosperity, the truth of sustainability in the world. So, you know, every type has two real life jobs, you have a mundane role, and every type has what I call a quantum role, a different way of, you know, a different role that you play on a soul level that facilitates the evolution of humanity and the world.
Fascinating. Really fascinating. Gosh.
So I'm wondering if you relate to that.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, do I ever. From the first thing you said about how just now my work is deepening, that's exactly how I feel. I was just like right away when you started talking about my chart, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly it. That's how I feel. I feel like, in a way, I feel like I'm just getting started. Now, that's not really accurate as a reality, right? But as a deepening, it is like I'm just now getting this feeling like I'm really getting deep and rich and expansive. So, and then everything continued to be feel accurate, and it doesn't surprise me that there's a lot of projectors in the healer, coach, facilitator field. That makes a lot of sense. And as far as holding energy, yeah, absolutely. I wasn't aware of that, you know, the part about going back and scrubbing and every time I'm sleeping. Yeah, that was interesting. So that's fascinating. And also something that's jumping out as I look ahead on my chart, and if I'm jumping ahead here, is also you under the profile section, I see that there is the word hermit, and that is definitely a big part of me as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's so, I think, profound about looking at charts is, again, you look at a chart and you say, okay, there's all these planets, there's all these numbers, there's all these colors, and you think, okay, at some point in time when I was born, all this stuff glommed together into this map, kind of like an astrology chart. But there's an incredible sense of order and deliberation in every chart, which is the part that really probably blows me away more than anything. So, you know, when I look at your chart, and I see, okay, this is the chart of a storyteller and the chart of someone who is here to help other people retell the story of their lives in a more abundant and aligned way. You know, that theme of sharing the story of who you are and helping other people share the story of who they are, it's in every single layer of this chart. If we look at the different planets, if we look at the nodes, if I look at the configuration of the entire chart, there's nothing random in anybody's chart. You know, I have never looked at a chart and gone, man, I don't get this. This doesn't make any sense at all. Every piece of this is totally different. Never. In fact, every time I look at a chart, I'm shocked because I think, wow, this is a brilliant combination of themes that, you know, very clearly illuminate the role of this person in not only the world, but in the evolution of the world. And so, you know, it's a very exciting tool, I think, to look at because it really helps people get a deep sense of understanding of not just your life purpose, which is something that's kind of temporary. You know, you have your life purpose for the finite length of your life, and then it's over. But it also shows you your soul purpose. What was the intention of your soul when it incarnated, and what is the role of your soul? And how can you get your soul and your life purpose to sync up? Because really part of the biggest challenge that most of us have in our own lives is not ever anything that's happened to us or anything that's happening to us, but it's our own inner struggles between the, you know, the intention of our soul and the purpose of our life and how to get that soul to surrender to living that purpose, to be, you know, totally be in the, you know, in the story of who you are in this incarnation and be the fullest expression of that story. And also all the little places where we are designed to bump up against ourselves and in that struggle that we have within our own selves, discover a place of mastery and ultimately live out from mastering our own challenges the truth of who we are and the essence of who we are. You know, we are here to grow and evolve. The nature of life is growth and evolution. And the catalyst that feeds that growth and evolution is, by design, and I'll say this, and I'm going to be really, really clear about this, is struggle, not suffering, which is something completely different and isn't on the chart anywhere. Okay, we're not designed to suffer, and we tend to do that to ourselves. But we are designed to struggle, and that struggle is really part of the adventure about being alive. It's about discovering through your own struggle with yourself, your own places where you come up against things that wrestle within you. It's through the interpersonal or interpersonal struggles that we grow, and we are designed to kind of struggle in a very predictable life cycle kind of a way, from the moment we're born until we leave the planet. And it's a journey that is designed to get more mature and easier over time. But the thing that makes it easier, essentially, is learning to surrender to the truth of who you are and embrace and express the full essence of yourself. So, you know, again, looking at your chart, you're in a beautiful life cycle. You're just now going through what we call your Chiron return. Chiron is a small planet that, you know, it takes about 48 to 52 years to go full circle until it comes back into the position that it was in at the moment of your birth. It's a huge maturing point in the chart, and it's usually the point in your chart where you are almost called by universal forces to really step into your life purpose and to really say, okay, am I really going to do it this time? Is it, you know, am I really going to put pedal to the metal and get out there and do what I came here to do? And at that point in time, part of your soul's journey is to really get clear about, this is my mission and I'm going on it. And a lot of 48 to 52-year-olds are wrestling with that question. You know, I've done everything I should do with my life. Now I want to do what I was called to do, what I was created to do. So what does that look like? And oftentimes that journey looks like letting go of old relationships, old jobs. It means sometimes changing your finances, moving, you know, throwing all the cards of your life up into the air and seeing which ones land. You know, that's a predictable point of evolution in the journey of your life. And your chart, your human design chart, shows you what your journey is going to be like when you have those little points of evolution in your life cycle.
You know, you brought up the struggle, and you brought up suffering too. I know that you've shared how the human design chart can really help us with what we're struggling with those, like mastering our emotional energy and learning to use our energy to feel vibrant and alive. Can you give us some examples of how the human design chart can do that for us?
Well, let's go back to your chart, just because I have an example in front of you.
Perfect.
One of the things that we see in your chart, if anybody has your human design chart and they're listening, you know, on the right hand side of the chart there is a big triangle. That large triangle is an energy center. There are 9 energy centers in the chart. Each center is responsible for processing different kinds of energies. The triangle on the right hand side of the chart is called the emotional solar plexus. Some of you will have it colored in, and if it's colored in, it means you have your own inner consistent source of emotional energy. And some of you will have it open, which means you are technically an emotional empath. And that doesn't mean that you can't be empathic in other ways if you have it colored in. Like in your case, Sheldon, even though you're not technically an emotional empath, you are definitely an empath. You feel things a lot. But for you, when you look at your chart, yours is colored in. And for you to learn to master yourself, one of the challenges kind of built into this chart is learning how to master your own emotional energy. You may not always feel huge emotions yourself unless you're empathic and you're picking up other aspects of other people's energies until you run into challenges with other people. So if other people project things upon you that aren't really true, or they don't see the truth of who you are and you feel like you're invisible, these are weak spots in your chart potentially if you're not, you know, if you don't know how to understand these energies. You know, if you feel like people don't recognize you or they don't hear you or they get frustrated with you because it feels to them like your energy doesn't have the same quality as theirs, if they break agreements with you, because of the way your emotional energy is configured, it breaks your heart, literally. It's, you know, it's a soft spot for you. And if you don't understand that that's a soft spot for you and you take it personally when somebody doesn't see you or doesn't see the truth of who you are, and you take that in and you say, what's wrong with me? Rather than, wow, what just happened? Or, hey, what was this person trying to experience through their relationship with me? And you take it in personally, it's going to stop you short. And it may even have stopped you short. I mean, you have the configuration in this chart where if you don't understand your emotional energy, it's very easy for you to crawl into a hole and not come out for a long, long time. And you may have done that in the past. So recognizing that, you know, this is a soft spot in your chart, recognizing that one of your roles in life is to actually serve as a karmic mirror. You have what's called I don't like the word, I changed a lot of the words in human design, but you have what's called a heretical profile, which means people will see through you. You're a karmic mirror. So people will see through you, through their relationships with you, what they need to see to heal themselves, which means a lot of times they're accusing you of things you didn't do or seeing in you things that you didn't actually, you know, that aren't true to you at all, or they're projecting onto you expectations around bargains and deals and agreements, and they can even get mad at you because they think you said or you promised that you would do X, Y, and Z, and you didn't. And you're standing there going, I never said that. Where'd that come from? And then you get hurt because people don't see you, and you need to be seen. Everybody needs to be seen. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And it's absolutely hits the mark. Definitely been times in my life where I've crawled into the hole and had trouble coming out of. Mm-hmm. And I know that pattern. And that all is fascinating and really hits home. And I can understand how seeing these as just, as you said, soft parts in our design takes away a lot of judgment and making it personal or any kind of self-punishing energy. And we can just be more mindful of, oh gosh, this is my area of opportunity or my soft spot, and just to be hold it in that context when those experiences occur.
Yes, absolutely. And to also see that the places that oftentimes give us challenges are also places where we are potentially designed to become wise. You, with your design, you are designed to ultimately become wise about the fact that people see their own reflections through their relationships with you, and that that reflection isn't about you, and that your one of your offerings to the world, one of the places where you serve the world, is to let people see themselves through you. And when they start to go, well, Sheldon, you said, you can just stand there and go, isn't that an interesting point of view? They are working through their issues around agreements and bargains with themselves. And I'm just standing here holding the mirror. And you don't have to get sucked into the drama and the pain of, well, they just don't see me, and why are they accusing me of this? And you can simply nod and go, wow, this is so cool. I show up and the karmic reflection begins, and I am part of this healing journey for the world by holding this reflection up for others to see, and it's not personal. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just serving my role in the world.
The magic words, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not wrong or bad. Yeah. How about, can I switch gears a little bit?
Absolutely.
I was curious how a human design chart can assist folks in finding their unique work, creating their unique work. I feel like I already have, but there's, you know, I know I've talked to a lot of folks that are still looking to do that and support themselves in a way that's unique to serving their talents and gifts in the world and being abundant and having prosperity in their lives.
Well, one of the things that happens when you understand your human design is, first of all, you start to learn that we are all trained to follow formulas for everything. We are collectively, most of us were raised in a school system that's formulaic. We have healthcare systems, we have government systems. We are raised in systems, and systems by nature have formulas. And formulas are awesome. You know, they benefit, you know, the median group of people. You know, the average person can usually benefit to a certain degree from a formula. But humans don't fit into formulas really well if we're honest with ourselves. You know, everybody's different. And the one-size-fits-all definition of work or success or life purpose doesn't work. Some people don't have a life purpose that's about a job. Some people have a life purpose that's about holding space or being present, you know, energetically. When we talk about work and business, it's important to understand that the way in which each one of us is configured influences how we work and how we create money, resources, income, etc. For example, you as a projector are not designed to work a traditional 9-to-5 kind of a job. In fact, of all the five types in human design, the first type is called the manifestor. They're here to initiate and then be done. Second types are called the generators and the manifesting generators. They are actually here to work in the traditional way that we think of as work. So that's 70% of the population. But they have to be working work that they love. If they don't love their work, it's hard for them to have access to good energy and be successful. Projectors are not here to work in the traditional way that we think of. That's you. And reflectors, which is the fifth type, are also not here to work in the traditional way that we think of as working. So when we take that apart, already 30% of the people on the planet aren't even here to work the way we're trained to work. So you want to have a successful business, and you are not designed to work Monday through Friday 9-to-5, and you don't have that quality of ever-ready bunny working energy. You know, you have to look at your business model in such a way that you've got a consistent rest and downtime to regenerate yourself so that you can stay vital and energetic and aligned and enthusiastic about your life purpose and direction. And then B, you have to structure your business in such a way that you've got to make sure that you've got income rolling in that isn't directly tied to your physical labor. So if I was going to coach you, and let's say you were in a service-based business, which you are, and I was going to look at your business model for you as a projector who's not designed to work in the traditional way that we define work, because you know, I would say, okay, Sheldon, when we're looking at your business model, one of the things that you need to have is you need to have some sort of automated revenue stream, because you need to be able to literally make money while you sleep, because you've got to catch up and regenerate on a regular basis as part of your energy configuration. If you had an energy design and let's say you were a different energy type, let's say you were a manifesting generator or a generator type, then we would look at your business model and we would say, okay, your business model can, and the way in which you create success and money in your business is going to be tied to your efforts and your physical presence in the work of your business. And your capacity to work your business is different than, say, the capacity that you have. So if you're a generator type or a manifesting generator type, you need to, A, have work that exhausts you at the end of the day because you have a lot of energy that you need to burn off. And then secondly, you got to have work that you love. And thirdly, it can be work that's directly tied to your labor or your effort. So the whole mantra of work hard and you'll be successful applies to those types of people. For somebody who has energy like you or a manifestor type or a reflector type, the work smart model is a better model for you in terms of creating success and abundance. And, you know, the most important piece, I think, to walk away with when you really look at this material is to realize that this whole idea that there's a formula for anything, whether it's money, whether it's success, whether it's relationships, whether it's tapping into your intuition, whether it's health and wellness, you know, anything that we are taught in as you know, any formula that we're given about, you know, you have to eat 30% vegetables and, you know, 40% fat and 50% whatever, you know, the formulas that we have, that's not the real formula. If you did the math, I think we're already way over 100% food. But, you know, if you look at the formula that the nutritional guidelines give us, those formulas don't work for everyone. If you look at, here's the formula for how you create success in the world, that formula doesn't work for everyone. If you look at, here's the formula for how you have a good relationship, and this is what a good relationship is, that formula doesn't work for everyone. And when you understand who you really are, your hardwiring, your life purpose, your soul purpose, when you understand what's correct for you, what kinds of relationships work for you, how you process energy, what you need to sustain yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, when you understand your unique way to connect with spirit or source, when you know who you are and how you operate in the world, then you can craft your own formula, because truly the only formula that's going to work for you around money, success, whatever, is going to be the one that's right for you, the one that might be exclusively right only for you and no other people on the planet. And that doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it yours.
So well put. That's great. Gosh. Okay. Well, hey, let's jump right into, I know, you know, you're offering such a wonderful gift here, everybody's human design chart with a report. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so if you are curious about your unique configuration for success in life, you for creating relationships, for creating health, for creating wellness, your human design chart is going to give you a powerful body of knowledge to help you figure out who are you. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, you've probably heard this, I'm sure, I create my own reality, right? I create my own reality. We say that a lot. Well, if you don't know who you are, how are you going to create your own reality? You got to know who you are. So your human design chart is going to give you a really great, powerful peek into who are you really, so that you can do what you came here to do and be who you came here to be. So what I'm offering people and giving them is the opportunity to get a free human design chart plus a really extensive report that I've written that goes along with it, so that when you look at the chart, you're not going, what the heck is all these triangles and shapes and lines? We actually hand calculate our charts. So I actually have people standing by to run charts just because we found over time that it works really well to have somebody actually put the information in manually, because there's all kinds of time zone differences and location differences. So we have people that are manually creating these charts for you and then mailing them to you and mailing them to you with a personalized report about your chart.
Awesome. So we have not only the chart, but it's a kit. We've got the the guidebook to go along with how to read this chart and what it means and how to know ourselves better.
Absolutely. And it also, what the other thing that we've put in there is there's also a series of free videos that you can watch that will walk you through the basics of what does your chart mean and what does your chart mean to you. So if you don't want to read, people oftentimes want to watch videos now. So, you know, I can't even do the one-size-fits-all approach to giving people information anymore. Some people like to watch videos. Some people want downloadable MP3s. Some people want reports. So I have it all.
That's
whatever
true.
Works for you,
uh-huh.
Get it.
Oh, great.
Mostly because you have an important – everybody's got an important place in the planet right now. And you always tell the story. If you can imagine that the world is a puzzle. You know, I have five kids, and I have dogs and several cats. And, you know, puzzles have a very short lifespan in my life. You know, you put the puzzle out, and it's about, you know, 20 minutes before some kid has ripped apart the puzzle and gotten frustrated or jammed a puzzle piece where it doesn't belong or dog's eaten a piece, right? Then that puzzle is only as beautiful as the sum total of the pieces. When the pieces are in the wrong place or they're lost or torn, you know, it affects the whole face of the puzzle. Humanity is just like that puzzle. If we're not all in our right place, filling our unique role in the cosmos, if we're not all, you know, if we're trying to be something we're not or we're missing from the puzzle completely, it affects the entire face of the planet. The planet needs you, needs all of us to be in our right place, filling our right piece of the puzzle so that we can come together and really move forward into this evolution that we're in the middle of. That's a beautiful and exciting thing.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And so claim your free gift button, folks, right there. You're probably very accustomed to, you've already gotten a few wonderful free gifts from our speakers, but that's where to go. Just click on that. It'll take you right to the place to grab your Human Design Chart Kit. So your own handcrafted Human Design Chart with the interpretation guide. And then, Karen, what are you working on next? What's coming up for you? What's going on over there at the Human Design?
Well, we are actually revisiting the foundation. So in the fall, I always like to kind of start over, especially after the eclipse this year, and go back and review just the beginning information about the Human Design system so that people can get a solid feel for what exactly do they need to do to align with their abundance, their health, their wellness, their relationship, the right relationship. So I'm actually relaunching with what I call the Self-Discovery Program. And in the Self-Discovery Program, we have a collection of introductory programs, including the Human Design Level 1 Core Course, that gives you the foundation for how to understand your unique human design type and how to live your life correctly according to your energy type. It also gives you information about all of the other human design types as well, so you can learn about your type. And it's also really important to go find out what are the types of the people you love in your life, including your children or your spouse, even your parents. It'll knock your socks off when you start to realize, oh, my God, my parents were this type and I'm this type. That explains so much about my family. That training program comes with a live weekly support group so that you're not just taking an online training by yourself in a closet somewhere, although I know my hermits like that. But you actually get to come talk to a live person and bring your questions and bring sample charts with it. And along with that, when I launched this, I always throw in a bunch of other really powerful programs that help you go deep into understanding your human design type. And most importantly, helping you, part of the self-discovery program is we actually do a program called Deconditioning by Design, which is an integral part of the self-discovery program that actually helps you look at where have you perhaps been taking energy in from the world around you and confusing it as your own. Maybe you've been trying to do something you thought you should do or people thought you should do. Maybe you've been modifying your behavioral patterns to try to keep the people in your life happy. Maybe you've been trying to follow a path that really isn't yours and you've been wrestling with it and struggling with it over a lifetime. Oftentimes it's not because of you, per se, as much as it is about you not understanding how other people's energies can influence you. And so part of this self-discovery program is helping you really untangle the energy systems that have been influencing you so you can get back into integrity with your own energy and stop fighting things that don't belong to you and exhausting yourself trying to be something you're not.
Ooh, powerful. I like it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. Gosh, we really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Sheldon. I really appreciate the opportunity to share, and I'm excited. I'm excited to watch you learn more about your chart. So.
Well, I'm excited too. I'm very interested to delve in deeper. I just to let my audience know, Karen just gave me a revamped chart because I got my birth time a little more accurate, and so I have the opportunity now to really look a little deeper into that in the next week or so. And thank you. So any last words, any final parting words for our audience?
Yes. And this is it's a short and simple thing, and it's not an easy thing necessarily, but it's really important. The entire cosmos is what it is because you're in it. If you removed yourself out of the cosmic plan, there would be a hole where you existed that would change the makeup of all of us. We literally are who we are because of you. Don't ever forget the value of the role you're playing in this world. You are a very important and integral part of the cosmos. So celebrate the uniqueness of you.
That's sweet. Thank you. And so true. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us once again. It's a collective journey, and thank you so much for supporting me and allowing me to support you and Karen, you as well. Such a blessing to be with everybody. And tune in to the next session for more fun and play and learning and illumination. Until then, goodbye.